Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Total Screamers Podcast. My name is Cyril. Today, I'm joined by Billy Boy. Hey, say hello, Billy.
Hello, mate. How are we doing?
Very well, mate. Very well. I tell you what, that game last night, it was... do you know what? It looked as if it was going to go a certain direction.
It was nearly there.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
It was a little tease, wasn't it?
I mean, like, for those that... I'd imagine... most people, I mean, there might have been people that didn't watch that game last night, basically just basing it off of sort of, it might just be a sort of Liverpool play a really slow-paced game. They might do a wee bit of rotation and Villarreal will have an okay go at it, man. I don't think anybody expected Villarreal to come out the way they did in that first half.
Not at all, no. It was, it really took me by surprise because I was sort of expecting them to play a similar kind of way to how they did in the first leg. Obviously, they had to come out and attack, being two goals down and that. But I thought they would just kind of take the pressure of that Liverpool attack and then counter-attack when they could, which is the complete polar opposite to what happened. I thought that their press and the way that they attacked Liverpool was just fantastic, forcing non-error-prone players into errors constantly. I mean, Thiago and Keita had an appalling first half. Keita in particular, really.
Yeah, and, he would redeem himself in the second half, but I think he did have a particularly poor... I think all Liverpool players were extremely poor in the first half. Keita maybe a wee bit of a standout for me.
I think one thing that I found interesting, though, was it seemed like everyone was thinking that Keita for Henderson is the substitute that needs to be made at half time for the second half. But the fact Jurgen Klopp just said, hang on, no, we need to change it up a little bit up front. Luis Diaz is coming on, then we can attack Juan Foyth. And that's the kind of thing that makes him the elite level manager that he is. Everyone can sit at home and say, well, this player's not good enough, this player's not good enough. But for Jurgen Klopp to go, hang on, that's not the problem. This is what it is, and we're changing it up doing this way. And it reaped the rewards in the second half, didn't it?
Mate, that's why he's the manager. Yeah, I was actually one of those people. I was totally one of these people because I thought half-time Keita for Henderson was the way to go. That's what was in my head. When I seen it was Jota for Diaz, I thought, well, I mean... it's not as if I don't know how I feel about that, you know? And then, I would even argue that Villarreal were still pretty good in the early stages of the second half. I still think Villarreal come out. I think that might have been the message for Unai Emery that he should have, I'd imagine, he put across in his dressing room that it's not job done yet. You know, there's still a lot of work to be done in this match. And Villarreal did come out in the second half and I don't think they dropped off immediately or anything like that. For me, actually, Villarreal were very, very, very good until the goal, you know? And goals change games. And then when that gap comes to one, you know, and you kind of get to see... we looked better with Diaz, but as soon as that goal came, I think there was... it just Liverpool took it up a level. Villarreal kind of lost a little bit of confidence.
The thing is, as soon as you got that goal as well, Villarreal then had to come out and attack again like they did in the first half. So well in the first half. But you also had that outball of Luis Diaz against Juan Foyth. And I thought in that second half in particular, Foyth had he really struggled. And I mean, credit to Luis Diaz, because what a player you've got on your hands there.
What a signing, mate. What a season-changing signing, mate.
Absolutely.
Season-changing.
I mean, you look at that front three of it was the certain front three, wasn't it, of Mane, Salah and Jota. And all of a sudden you've got, well, is Mane good enough to get a start over Diaz? Is Jota good enough to get a start over Diaz? I mean, Salah, obviously, but all of a sudden you've got this other one in the mix, along with Bobby Firmino as well.
It was the one thing
that Liverpool were missing, mate.
It was one thing that Liverpool were missing, was that little bit of depth up front that other teams had that Liverpool didn't. And even before Jota came, you know, when it was really, really just, you know, a Shaqiri and an Origi coming in, which is obviously not even on Origi's best day, that Liverpool transcended an Origi type style of play quite a while ago. You know, three years ago, Liverpool maybe changed to a certain style of football that didn't necessarily suit Divock Origi. Jordan Shaqiri obviously considered himself a top player and he wanted to go and get more minutes. Fair play to him. He did a lot for the club and stuff like that. But the Jota and Diaz, they're a different kind of rotation. It's a rotation that you don't feel like you're necessarily losing anything by rotating. No. And that's the key.
Gaining something, arguably.
Yeah. Gaining something. You're getting it like Jota, he's very, very good in there. He's a fantastic finisher. Granted, he missed a few chances, but he puts himself into goal-scoring positions quite often, you know. You get the pace of Diaz. I'd argue like Diaz might be a more pacey threat than Sadio Mane, which is... I'm not saying Sadio Mane's not a pacey threat, but Diaz just seems to be in a different kind of gear right now, the way he runs at players and puts teams in the back foot.
The thing with Diaz. It's the direct running that he offers, and he's so tricky with it as well that he can go either way on his right foot or his left foot. And it's similar to when Jack Grealish was on the ball when he was with Villa. Defenders were just scared of him. And I just feel that Luis Diaz radiates that energy.
It's one of them. You get near him, it's a foul. If you don't get near him, he's gone by you. It's kind of like, oh, Kiss can't win with this player. And there's these types of... Salah's that type of player as well. You know, defenders just hate defending against them. But I think a ton of credit needs to go to Villarreal. Yeah, obviously, Liverpool did do the business. They did do the business. They went on to obviously win the game, come back for a 2-0 deficit, just to go to show how good they are. It's not as if they just got one back and seen the game out. I think it was important they went on in that second half and said, no, this is what we're about. I think that first half of football is, in my head, and it might be a bit of recency bias, it probably is a little bit of recency bias, but in my head, it's the worst half of football Liverpool have played this season.
I think I'd have to agree with you, because I've been watching Liverpool a lot as well, as you know. And I would have to agree. There's no team has put Liverpool under that kind of pressure, whether it be in the league or any of the cups. And you can include Man City in that as well. They didn't play very well in that first half against Man City at the Etihad. But what Villarreal did to them was just... It was just completely different. And like you say, the pressure that they put Liverpool under was... I'm just speechless, really, because you just can't... It's weird. It's such a strange one, because teams just don't do that to Liverpool. It's such an out of the ordinary thing. It just doesn't happen.
I think we need to go and talk about... And I feel reluctant to do about this, because this guy has had an absolute nightmare. You know, and I think there's going to be enough people piling on. Obviously, the Villarreal keeper, he's had a shocker. The poor lad. I think it's his error. All three goals. I think you should argue that a keeper that's played in a Champions League semi final, you should argue that he doesn't get beat so easily by those. Yeah. I mean, I think the Fabinho one's savable. I think the first one, obviously, the two errors leading to goals. You know, that comes in a 4 out of 10 performance on even just on a pure statistics basis. It's a difficult one. I put it in a group chat. I said this is akin as bad as Icarus.
Yeah.
Performance. And I hope he doesn't go the way of Icarus, where he's just never Avar gets his confidence back. I don't think that'll be the case for the young guy, but he must be gutted. He must be really, really gutted.
Yeah. It's a test of character now for him, and it's how he comes back from that performance. And like you say, the goals were such avoidable goals for a goalkeeper of his caliber normally. And to be in a Champions League semi-final, you just can't make mistakes like that. Like the third goal for Mane. I mean, what is he doing? I just don't know what he's trying to do. And if he takes Mane out there, he's got himself a red card anyway.
He's trying to redeem himself for the earlier mistakes, isn't it? He's trying to he's just
digging himself a hole and that he can't get out of. So yeah, it's going to be a tough one for him. I'm sure he'll get over it. And obviously we hope his career doesn't go the same way that Carrier's is.
I don't think it will, mate. It's not as high profile. It won't get as much media attention because it was the semis and it wasn't the final. And also, in that final, Liverpool weren't underdogs against Real Madrid, but they weren't the same level of underdog as Villarreal against this Liverpool side. Obviously, no one really expected Villarreal to put, I don't think anybody was calling it that Villarreal would be in with a shout and make up a 2-0 deficit and be up a 2-0 against Liverpool in the first half. I don't think anybody really seen that coming, but
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, anyplace, make snack time playtime with Funnables Fruit Snacks. Have fun. Eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
You know, it's from a Liverpool point of view, it's fortunate, you know, because I really do think Villarreal are still very much in the game until the goal in the second half. I don't think they came out the second half and it was all Liverpool. I don't think that's the way it happened. For me, there was a good sort of, literally until the goal was when the tables flipped.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was like I was saying, as soon as you got that first goal and Villarreal then had to come out and attack and there was more space for Liverpool to play their football. And You can't do that against Liverpool. That first half was a one-off. And that second half, although it was more even, I think Liverpool just dominated the way that Liverpool dominate games. And they just played their football and they played it around Villarreal. And it's a shame for Villarreal. I'm not complaining personally. I think Liverpool are the only real competitors for Man City if they obviously get through.
Two best teams in the world.
Hands down.
They should be the finals. If the Champions League is the test of to determine who is the best team in the world, it should be Liverpool and City in this final.
Yeah, I completely agree. So, I mean, all credit to Villarreal. They did a fantastic job on the night, but it just wasn't meant to be for them as well.
Before we move on, we're going to go ahead and preview Man City and Real Madrid, and we'll find out tomorrow's episode just how wrong we were again. Do you know what I was thinking? I thought I was cursed because I came out and I said, just barring any sort of travesties, Liverpool should get through the second leg fairly straightforwardly. And I was thinking with the second goal, and I just think everything I say is cursed because the opposite. Just I get a few things right, man, but like that, I was really feeling it. I was like, is it me? I feel like I'm in the simulation, but like, is it just the opposite of whatever I say is going to happen?
I feel like that a lot as well. Don't worry.
But before we move on to that preview, let's talk a little bit about Unai Emery because he's an underrated manager for me. I mean, I thought he did an all right job. I recently, when he first got in at Arsenal, and then he was just on this like a steady decline. The Mesut Ozil saga was just a stick that he was just continually beaten with. I think he got a bit snapped with it. I think the squad was snapped with it. There was a lot of unhappy faces in that squad that a lot of them have now moved on. And obviously, I'm not going against the job Arteta's done, because it's going to, if you show that you back a manager and actually give them the time, you can go ahead. And I'm honestly quite impressed with the job Arteta's done. But do you think, given other circumstances, that Unai Emery, if he was given longer, could have done a better job at Arsenal?
A better job than what Ozil's done.
Does he turn it around?
I was trying to say. I think he could have done. However, I think at the time, it's like you say, there were a lot of unhappy faces, and I think that played a big part in the not really being able to churn out results. If players don't want to play for the manager, then they won't play for the manager at the end of the day.
Certainly aren't at that time.
And so that's kind of what I think put the nail in the coffin, really. I'm sure if Arsenal had players that were that believed in Unai Emery's theory and were willing to play for him, then it would have been a completely different story. But I think at the time, with the Ozil saga and everything that was happening around Arsenal, like you say, it was a decline which they're now on the up from. But I think it was just a bit too much for him at the time with those players that just did what they wanted to. They weren't listening to anyone. It was their egos more than anything, and we're in charge of this club. You don't tell us what to do, kind of philosophy, which Arteta, massive credit to him, has stamped out.
Yeah. I tend to agree with you, mate. I think it was wrong timing for Unai Emery. I think maybe if Arsenal were a different state, maybe where they are now, and let's say Arteta.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
This episode is brought to you by Bye. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bye so great? It's simple. From raspberry lemon lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing Cherry and Palavo Pineapple Mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
Hypothetically moved on for whatever reason, I think he would actually be a decent manager to come into that squad that they've got right now. I think he would actually suit that squad. But I think I would love to see him again in the Premier League. I'd love to see him get another crack at it.
I think it will definitely happen at some point.
Yeah, I think, you know, even in, I mean, I think other leagues will be looking at him now and really taking him seriously. This is still a big achievement on his CV. There's
definitely
nothing to say that on paper this team should have been anywhere near a semi-final. They got some good players right enough, and they did a fantastic job in the Europa League. But they were against different gravy on this day. But honestly, I'd like to see him again in the Premier League, like a top 10 job, and just to see what he does.
Yeah, I think it will happen, to be honest with you. When, we don't know, obviously. But yeah, I think certainly soon enough, it will happen.
Right, shall we preview the City Real Madrid game? It's a full strength lineup, I want to say, for City. I'm not really massively sure what that means these days. I mean, Bernardo Silva, Rodri, and De Bruyne. I think if you were to pick, Foden on the sort of, he's going to play in it. I think they'll left Jesus, but like it. But I think if you were to pick a three in midfield at City, that would be, I would say, the strongest three in midfield. Yeah. And the front three of Foden, Jesus, and Mahrez as well, very, very strong. Diaz, Laporte, Walker, and Cancelo. I think that Cancelo and Walker coming in for me are big. It's pretty big as well.
Massive.
So obviously, Pep is not trying anything crazy. I don't think he's got, you know, unless we see a De Bruyne through the
back
middle and Jesus in the midfield or something like that. You know,
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past him either, to be honest. But I'm just looking at the Real Madrid team. Obviously, it looks like Casemiro, Modric and Kroos in the midfield. So they can't be dominated the way they were at the Etihad. I mean, that, although it was a very, very entertaining game, I mean, the midfield battle was certainly an easy one for City on that day. But we got.
Casemiro adds a lot to that, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it does as well.
He wasn't in there in the first leg, was he? So
he's a harder boy than Kroos and Modric. He's different stuff. He's
a hard tackle on Kevin De Bruyne or
something like that.
Right.
Exactly.
Come and attack me. Do it again. I dare you.
Absolutely. I think Benzema obviously through the middle. I'm just looking at his average rating that he's averaging right now. You know, it's 8.13, which is insane, mate. He's having a crazy season. And I think when you've got him, you're in your chance. Vinicius Junior obviously having a very, very strong season as well. A lot of people upset that Vinicius Junior doesn't quite get the press that Foden does. I would say that's only because, if you think that, it's probably because you live in England or...
Absolutely.
I see... probably more about Scottish football than anybody does. You're not going to see the same amount of press as on Vinicius Junior because you don't live in Spain. Billy, you live in Spain. I'd imagine he's talked about quite a lot.
Yeah, he is. He's a massive talent. He's a massive talent that is spoken about in very high regard.
Yeah, you're not going to see him every week in the if you're watching mainly Premier League media stuff. So that is probably the reason why. There's no need to bitch and moan about it on Twitter, as you all do. let's do our predictions, Billy Boy. They'll be wrong. They will be wrong. Let's just put that out there. They will be wrong. I want to say the opposite of what I want to happen because. I'm hoping that will like.
I was thinking the exact same thing now you've said that.
And I'm going to say.
Football gods are going to go with us on this one now.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm going to go and say that City will be too much for Real Madrid over two legs.
Just to be different, I'm going to say that City get through. that Real Madrid get through, sorry.
That Real Madrid get through, yeah. Yeah.
That Real Madrid get through. Karim Benzema, he's gonna do a little dink again from the penalty.
The season he's having, he's like destined to be in that final. The season he's having, but because I want that to happen, it will absolutely not.
One thing that's gonna be interesting, and I pointed it out in the first leg, was the Vinicius Jr. against John Stones / Fernandinho. I think with Kyle Walker back, while he does have that electric pace, he is also just back from injury. It's going to be a matchup to watch out for. I think it's going to be a very entertaining game, and I think that matchup will be just as good.
I think so too. Right, Billy Boy, we will be back tomorrow to review this game and to look forward to the Europa League, obviously, on Thursday as well. Mm-hmm. But until then, cheer-bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.